Dan se kita tamskat na wow no wang gumagan tek tata wow fun wo de siga so yan e kwa
Dallas Muscat na siga so
and you're listening to the Cree Chatter Hour. Welcome back everybody, hope you guys are enjoying this nice dakwa gin weather way we the mic outside. You know, it's been, I love this weather, you know, this weather, there's no bugs right now, things are, it's like sweater weather. What's that sweater weather?
It's a sweater weather, sweater weather.
But you know what that means, though? You're starting to see round dances pick up. If you guys have any round dances that you want to announce, let us know on our Facebook group, Cree Chatter Hour group. But you can find all of the round dances and all the happenings around anywhere on the official Round Dance Association, right?
Yeah, there's,
is that
like
what
a,
it's called?
Yeah, there's,
that's the one that has everything though.
A Round Dance Association.
That's the one that's yeah, everywhere. No matter if you where you have a round dance, they put it up there.
But again, Nawigimagan had made mention that if you guys have a poster or something you want to share on our Cree Chatter Facebook page, you're more than welcome to,
or just send it directly to one of us.
Moya.
Yeah. Send it right to Dallas.
Yeah.
But this past week, I think they had a powwow of Watsumwin over there in Saskatoon. That was pretty cool. We didn't go, but it looked cool.
It looks cool for the Saskatchewanites. Yeah. So I think that's a powwow they have quite a bit for them.
The Saskatchewan people?
Saskatchewan. And then even this weekend, Watsumwin, the PA. You know, again, that's for all that.
And the big one that they have down there in South Dakota.
Big one.
The Heysapa Wachipi, the yep. Black Hills Powwow. Yep. Boy, we went there last year and we talked about it on a show, but it was amazing. You know, their language there is so strong. You hear even all the princess, all the girls that run for the Black Hills Princess, they all speak their language.
Oh, yeah. We had mentioned that, boy. Wow. I don't know how to say he sat by Nehiyowin, but again, you know what? It was wonderful to hear all those Uskiniguak speaking their language, and you know, it's wonderful to really hear that out there.
Uskinigu, is that?
Uskiniguak. So if I'm saying, well,
Sinikskú is young ladies.
Sinikskú, yeah. Tapo, hey, hi there.
You know why I remember that?
Kiskanahamaga squeal.
Because my dad used to always say that to me and Raven, you guys are Sinikskú now. Sinikskú. You have to clean up. You have to get
see,
up.
That's good. That's good. See?
That's how I know,
man,
that word.
Holy man. But I say me now, why we to make a takwagin. Dakwa gin sano.
Yeah,
everything. It's the leaves have all fallen down. Man, there must be
a, you know, I mean, and this is this past week was actually the very first time I seen, you know, when you wake up and it's a nice frosty, foggy morning. That's when you know it's getting colder. But you know, I was watching on I think it was like one of those weather things on TikTok, and they let you know the forecast or whatever. But they do believe that we're going to have, you know, Miss Spun here by the 26th, 21st, around that. So, you know, it might be a chilly Halloween.
Oh, man. I remember you were just telling me that, and I was thinking that, oh, Miss Spun.
Almost. You know, we're always ahead when we talk about that. But let's not jinx ourselves. Also, so there is PA powwow. I know that's an invite-only powwow this year, like for a drum group. So all you drum groups, don't just sit up expecting to think you're going to get day pay.
I think the last time we were there was about 2011, and we said we would never go back there, and we never went back there.
It was actually 2010, I think.
Gee, holy man.
As a group. Yeah. But then you went to sing with Young Spirit that one year.
But still, even there, I said, I'm never coming back here.
It's like a far Wayo, yeah, man.
It's Wayo. I mean, it's pretty, it's a max.
No, it's just, you know, it's just one of those places where you get there and you're like, I wonder when this is going to end. But I hope everybody who does go has a good time and has fun. Coming up, though, we were thinking about local, our Watsumwins aren't over yet. We have Red Deer Powwow coming up on the 13th weekend, 13th, 14th, 15th, is it?
Moya, it's the 18th, 19th, and
no,
20th.
No, it's not. Just send everybody in the wrong. He's just real salty, this guy.
Moya, Umaya, had Trump judge Moya, Umaya.
You were last year, though.
Last year,
Umaya. Boy, you know what? It's going to be one whole year that Friday that, you know, we actually, our family, it being hunting, like moose season, you know, when they're out like that. We actually hit a moose one whole year ago on the 13th.
Yeah, on the 13th.
But
yeah,
that's another reminder to all of you. I seen a walk out there. If you guys are driving early in the morning or late at night when it's dark, drive carefully. Those moose are out right now. We don't want anybody else having an incident like we did, because, man, that was a scary incident. But remember, it is that season, so keep your eyes on the road. Distracted driving sure is a thing, too, eh?
Yeah, more, yeah. Especially moose. Wow, you know, they're all out and about. Be careful of the moose and his caboose when you're driving. Like that, you know, be mindful of driving. And, geez, I just, that's the first time in my life I've ever hit a moose and
Me too, though.
And then, I mean, we walked away from
well,
it.
Well, we were lucky. We had our kids. They
blessed,
were, you know,
we were blessed.
Buckled up. Always make sure your babies are buckled up. And we were lucky because the only people who got a little bit hurt were me and Dallas. And it was nothing serious. And we're very thankful for that. But it's going to be one whole year. And I can't believe that. But maybe we'll be at the powwow. Maybe we won't. We don't know yet.
Yeah, well, Maya, the only thing that hurt, too, was they were still trying to make us pay the two ambulances that came and got us.
Lucky we're status, though. Lucky we're registered, because holy man, that ride, it was only like a 10-minute ride, too, not even like $400. I was like, man, it's a good day to be Indian when you know, you don't have to pay for shit. We just had to prove that we were Indian and send them our status cards.
Yeah, we sent them, like, I was wearing like a head robe and a beach cloth. And
just real stoic,
just real stoic. I had a wee ass cloth, you know, and just to cover all my good parts there.
A wee ass cloth and a chiss cloth.
A chiss cloth. A wee ass cloth.
This is Cree Chatter Hour. We're actually really lucky that, you know, we get to do this and spend time with you guys. I know it is getting colder out there, but I really look forward. We did our very first interview a whole year ago. Do you remember that, Dallas? It was with Mr. Edmund Bull.
Yep, a whole year ago. And that was still kind of, you know what, I remember going to that that BT Samoan, and I still remember there was a bit of mask wearing still at the time, to be honest, from what I remember. And here we are again. Be at Thick Isinawak, you know, we got to be careful when you go out there right now. You know, there's, you know, still sanitize, you know, if you can, you know, be careful when you're out there.
You know, everybody thought for sure that we were out of the woods, but you really see it even in our communities. After Morley Powell, I heard there was a breakout. COVID is still very much around. We really need to take it seriously again, because that's the only way we're going to protect our loved ones, each other, our elders, our little ones, and all of our relatives out there with compromised immune systems. I know everybody's probably tired of hearing that word COVID, but it's still here. You guys still need to, you know, be careful out there.
Be really careful. Be a tick. I see no walk at the
Speaking of that, though, you know, I was talking about these books I got last weekend. Last week I shared with you guys that I got that book, 100 Days of Cree. It's by Neil McLeod and Eric Wolvengray. And that's a really cool book. So that was one. And then I also had this other one called Matsi Nihiwewin, Beginning Cree, and that's Solomon Ratt. But there was, I can't remember who the heck I seen this off of on TikTok, but they were reading from this book. It's called Gayas Nootsin, I Come From a Long Time Back. And it's Mary Louise Rock Thunder. And it's edited and translated by Gene L. Okamasis and Arok Wolvengray. But the cool thing about this book is there's a whole part where it's all syllabics. And then you have the Roman orthography, like the ABCs that we read, all in Cree. And then on the opposite page, it translates everything.
Everything.
And it's like a memoir of this, you know, Nutsugwesu, this elder lady. Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to get into that, and I'll let you guys know what I think about it another time. But it's a really cool, I have to get that name off TikTok of the guy who I seen reading this and he was talking about. And that's what made me order this book. I got mine off Amazon.
Amazon's a really good place to look for a research indigenous Nehio or Mamtanim Tikka.
Hey, did you know you can get tax exempt on Amazon too?
Yeah, you can.
You gotta apply for it, and then you send in like your status card, and then even all of your past Amazon purchases, you'll get it back. So all of you Nehio is out there, that's just something to keep in mind if you order off Amazon.
Hey, there's quite a bit of places we used to do that, and it's so like Ontario. When you're in Ontario, you could use your tax exempt when you go to the malls. Not that we have...
For all you Munyamak out there, does not mean that we don't pay taxes.
But we pay taxes.
We all pay taxes. It's just that on in certain things, like when it comes to tobacco and gas, when you're on the reserve, you get that little tax for those exempted. But yes, we do pay taxes for all, you know, all of our non-Indigenous people out there. Don't get us wrong. Just, you know, if you have a, if you could save a little bit with your status card, then.
Yeah, kaiksoas kakio wapskuyas, huh? Moi meos and ugal maiksoas, wapskuyas, a squay, wap, wamunya, wap,
napa. That's one word you always like to say.
Wintaksi sakakio kaiksoas.
We talk about munyawak and all of that, and that's one word that we know to call our Caucasian people.
Yeah.
But Dallas always likes to say wapskuyas because that's probably the oldest word that we called them, just to say same way, you know, with the word Gasketeowias, what we call our like African American or our black relatives.
Oh my God.
And then, you know, even talking about that, there's for like our Asian relatives, Sakpachas.
Yep.
And just a little background on those words though. Sakpachas, why they called them that was because when they came, they had one long braid. And that's how they described them, because, you know, they had a long braid. But when it came to Gasketeowias, it literally means like dark meat or black meat, right? And then Wapskuyas means
long hair.
What? No.
No, Wapskuyas. Sorry.
He was so stuck on the last thing I said. He's just smiling, long hair. Wapskuyas means like white meat.
Yes,
like,
yes, Wapskuyas.
And that's how we describe things. And we always talk about how Cree is a really descriptive language. And if we didn't have a word for somebody or something, we describe what they look like or what it smelled like or what it tastes like. Yeah. Like, bigatewa boy, burnt drink.
Yep. No, I'm coffee. I'm still thinking about Gasketeowias and how we're trying to translate that from Sekpachas Wias, you know, with their hair being long.
They don't call them Wias, though.
I know, but I call them that. Sekpachas Wias, segwaya. Why don't we just call them all Weasses, huh?
I don't know. Maybe because, I don't know. You're going to have to go back in time and ask our ancestors about that one.
You said it properly about translating and so descriptive in our Neoino language, right? So, no, it's wonderful. You know, again, I just want to say, can ask now, you know, to all the wonderful people and that have been listening to our radio show. It's going to be, are we heading on to like a year and a half?
I think we're almost at 2 years. I think we are two years now. Because we started doing this right in the middle of the
2021, actually.
Yeah. Two years then. It's been 2 years.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe
because I remember doing a whole episode on Halloween stuff, and that was in one of our first episodes.
Yeah. That was last year. Moya.
Two years ago.
Oh, much a good time. So, wow, you know, we're really blessed that way, you know, with...
Speaking of that, sorry, honey, I'll let you finish what you were going to say, but I wanted to share some news.
Yeah, I'll finish real quick. Gasketeowias. Go ahead.
But if you or anybody you know is a fluent speaker in any of our languages here in Alberta, make sure you email Mr. Jeremy Harp. I think all the information you can hear here on the radio show throughout the day, but they are looking for language speakers who might be interested, I believe, in putting on their own program like what we've been doing with the Cree Chatter Hour. Ours is more aimed at encouraging people to start speaking, our beginner speakers, but there's all kinds of shows if you guys have missed out on any of the language stuff. You know, I know they have shows in Stony Nakota. They have more Cree shows. They have Dene shows. So it'd be cool to hear a lot more people speaking on here.
I think so. And you know what? Another thing I would love to hear, especially with the Stony and the Nakota language and the Dene, I'd like to hear more of their music as well, right? Like, yep. I love the Dene music.
You know, I was just in class yesterday, one of my classes for Blue Quills, and everybody had to share a video off YouTube of, like, you know, language or something cultural. And somebody shared this syllabic song for the Dene syllabics. Their syllabics are pretty similar to ours, but they have a couple extra symbols. And it was really cool. Like, I was like, man, like, this is... I didn't even know that they had syllabics.
No kidding, me too. I think it always reminds me of when we went to our fellow Nehio family in Rocky Boy, right? Yeah. And their syllabics is infused with the Anishinaabe, right?
So, and they have that one. Yeah. They have that one extra symbol.
Yeah.
Like our Plains Cree people, we have all the like these symbols that we share, but down there in Rocky Boy, they have one extra symbol. And they're Chippewa Cree down
Chippewa
there.
Chippewa Cree, yeah, yeah.
So. But it was pretty cool. And speaking of the Dene, like they have a couple of extra symbols that I've never seen before, but it was cool. And If I could find that link, I'm sure it's in my Google Classroom, but I'll share it because it's some of them are really, really similar to our sounds too.
Yeah. So you'll end up sharing it to our page.
For it out. The Cree Chatter Hour group on Facebook. And you guys stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.